from PRX.
Friends beyond the binary, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time for the podcaster who's here. I've got on ankle socks. I don't know why I decided to point that out. I said, wait a second, I have ankle socks. Are those what they're called? They're above my ankle, so. I also have shorts on. I don't know what made me wear my socks. Maybe the fact that they're wool running socks and I didn't wear them running. These socks are darn tough. Some socks are smart, made of wool, and they're smart. And these ones are made of wool, and they're darn tough. But you might say, what in the S-O-C-K-S are you talking? You say, I put a U in there. And I'd say, great, because I'm here for you, to put you to sleep. That's what this is, Sleep With Me, the podcast to put you to sleep. But really, I just keep you company while you fall asleep. I'm here to be your friend in the deep, dark night, because you deserve a bedtime. You deserve a friend that's going to keep you company while you fall asleep. I'm just here to take your mind off of stuff and talk to you in the most boring way possible, to be your friend in the deep, dark night, because I've been there. Hundreds of thousands of other people have been there, too, that are listening right now. And we know it's not easy. That's why I make the show. And I hope it works for you. It does take a few tries to get used to. So if you're new, give it a few tries. See how it goes. It's just a friendly, strange podcast. This episode, I think, will be particular. You know, I'm always strange, but this one's even stranger. What else we got? Structure the show. So we've got a support for the show coming up. That's how it comes out free twice a week. Then a long meandering intro. Do not miss out on it. It's meant to ease you into bedtime and keep you company. Then after that, we'll have a bedtime story. It'll be interesting. So I don't know the difference between machine learning and AI. I'm not kidding. But once upon a time, we had this machine learning thing. We paid a company that had some sort of machine that could learn, and it was trying to make machine transcripts. Works out way better with our real-world transcriptionist, Leah. But this is when our budget was way, way tighter. So we're going to have a guest come on from the Kuzak family and read through this automated transcript. And that one, their initials just happen to be AI. So that's handy. So, I guess they're AI, something. I didn't ask. I said, wouldn't your AIC if you're a Kuzak? But they said their initials are AI. Maybe they didn't say all their. You say what in the initially I disliked you. Now I'm not so sure. I said, great. So glad you're here. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that's here to keep you company and put you to sleep. And these are the ways we're able to do it for you for free twice a week. Hey, everybody, this is Scoots, and this is where I talk about Sleep With Me Plus and supporting the show. I'm going to try to do this one pretty fast with a couple questions. This only goes out if you're a regular listener to Sleep With Me. So if you're new or the show is just something you listen to every once in a while, this is not important, really. But if you're a regular listener, the question is, does Sleep With Me help you at all, right? Does it help you in a unique way, like help you fall asleep or break up the thoughts or ease of loneliness in the deep, dark night? Distract you from physical sensations, whatever, does it do anything for you? And does the sleep you get or the relief you get make your life any better? And if the answers to those questions are yes, and you can afford to support the show, this is a time when I'm really asking people, hey, what would it be worth to you if we stopped making Sleep With Me? Like, would you pay to get it back? Like, you'd say, if Sleep With Me does make your life better by helping you get sleep, or it does help you in the deep, dark night feel less alone, or you just like it, and we stopped making it, I said, hey, would you pay for to get back? How much would sleeping be worth to you? Say, hey, let's restart it. Let me put a quarter in the machine. What it does for you be worth to you to say, hey, I really want to get that back? And if the answer is like, hey, yeah, it would be worth $20 to me, or it'd be worth $50 to me, think about supporting the show at Sleep With Me Plus. Obviously, most people support it much less than that, because the show could really use your support right now. then we never have to cross that threshold. So if the show does something for you in a unique way, you like the podcast and you can afford to support it, just don't wait. Sign up for Sleep With Me Plus, sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus, sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. That's sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. Thanks, everybody. All right, everybody. It's time to talk about tonight's sponsor, Helix Sleep. Do yourself a favor. Go to helixsleep.com/sleep and take that Helix quiz. That was about 4 years ago that I took the Helix quiz. Got matched with the Helix Dusk Lux, which is a perfect mattress for me and the way I sleep. Because the thing is, the Helix lineup offers 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux collection, the newly released Helix Elite collection. They have a mattress designed for big and tall sleepers, even a mattress made just for kids. And how would you know which one is going to fit you and your body? You just take that Helix sleep quiz. You find the perfect mattress in under 2 minutes. That personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door free of charge. And Helix knows there's no better way to test out a new mattress than by sleeping on it in your own home. That's why they offer a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new mattress. And here's the thing. Everybody's unique. Everybody sleeps differently. And that is why Helix has several different mattress models to choose from. Each designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences. You know, if you're like me, I sleep on my stomach and my side. I sleep hot, so I want to stay cool. And that's what happened. I took the quiz. I got matched with the Helix Dusk Lux. I love my Helix Dusk Lux. And the way I know is every time I leave town, I cannot wait to get back. That first night back in my Helix Dusk Lux, it's like I'm in a state of sleep bliss. Not only is it the best mattress I've slept on, but setup is fast and easy. Helix mattresses are delivered in a box straight to your door for free. And Helix is offering 20% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/sleep and use the code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet. It won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now. Hey, everybody, it's time for the Sleepy Supporter Zone, the one part of the podcast I need you here. It's where I pop my peas. If you please, I thank the listeners who are supporting the show so we can be here for free for you twice a week. And some people that support the sponsor, support the show directly, or buy our merch, particularly sleep phones. And only way we could get credit is if you use our link, sleepwithmepodcast.com/sleepphones, because sleep phones is part of our merch, kind of not a sponsor. So please use that link. And I wanted to thank Lois, who got some sleep phones and let me know about it. Let them know about it. Thank you so much, Lois. Could not do it without people like you supporting us. So thank you so much. If you want to be on the Sleepy Supporter Zone, support a sponsor, let them know about it. Let me know about it. Get some merch, support the show in some way, and let me know about it. Use a contact form on our website, or even better, use a link on our sponsor page so I could thank you like Lois. Second part of Sleepy Supporter Zone is you getting the support you need right now. If you're in need of extra resources right now, you're having a tough time, including international resources, including text-based resources, use the links in our show notes. It's about being a part of positive change, being a part of community, taking action, and not just saying Black Lives Matter, not just saying Stop AAPI Hate, not just saying Support Ukraine, not just saying things, but taking action. And I know this is a really tough time, and I don't want to keep anybody up, but why is it important for me to talk about what's going on in the world? You know, maybe you would check it. If you want to a more substantive version, you could check out Pete Davidson's YouTube or whatever, his Saturday Night Live monologue. Probably says it better than I can, but it's similar. Why should a sleep podcast talk about what the real world is? Because the two things really are inseparable. And if you want to take some action right now to be a part of change, as tough as that seems, it may be as painful for a lot of you as it might seem. Ruth Bader Ginsburg talked about one of her favorite organizations is Hand in Hand. And I'm just going to read part of a statement from Hand in Hand, is that raising children to see the humanity in one another is the only way to change our world. It is the only path to ensure our collective fate be one of safety, peace, and equality for all. And you can learn more about Hand in Hand and support Hand in Hand directly through the link in our show notes, or just Google it, and learn more. But that's what the Sleepy Supporter Zone is all about, because we're a part of a lot of communities here, and we're part of one community too, right? On the
this planet. So it is important for me to talk about it in the most respectful and calmest way I can. But it's really more important than talking. It's about supporting organizations like Hand in Hand. So that's what the Sleepy Supporter Zone is all about. Oh, Mystery Bart, a lot of people help out on this show. Who are they?
This posty poster song sounds like a near fall. Wrote the theme song. Edits episodes too. Carl W. the lecture. Also edits episodes. Ashley, Kenny, Scotty, Jennifer. Runner, 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 runner. Eric and the team at Astound are on the website. I am the Mystery Bart. I do the lullabies, yeah. I do commissions at JonathanMann.net. I'll write a song for you. Any reason at all. You can tell me the story and you see the kindness shine straight on through when the listeners form their own Facebook group. Keith, Stacy, Sarah, Julie, and Jennifer. These are your moderators. Get support, dear Scooter, on Patreon. Buy the merch and support the sponsors. You can find anything you want at sleepwithmepodcast.com. And we're so proud. Get Lois, Anna like banana. Leah does the transcripts.
Thanks, Mystery Bart. Don't forget the most comfortable way to listen to Sleep With Me, and the only way you can get the Sleep With Me versions and we can get credit is to use our link sleepwithmepodcast.com/sleepphones and use Sleep With Me to get $5 off your order. What do you say we slow it down and get on with the show? Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do it with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'm going to do the rest. What I'm going to attempt to do is create a safe place where you could set aside whatever's keeping you awake. It could be thoughts that you're thinking about the past, present, the future. So thoughts on your mind, thinking thoughts, could be feelings, anything emotionally related to those thoughts or emotions that are just there, like remaining from the day or the evening or the afternoon. You know, the book Remains of the Day, that's when I have not seen the film yet, but I've read the book. So I know, even though part of my brain wants to say, how come there isn't like part two, Remains of the Afternoon or Remains of the Evening? And I'd say that just doesn't work. That's why. I mean, I wish it worked even as a tangent, but it doesn't. I mean, my thoughts and feelings and it could be physical sensations. My thoughts and feelings, though, that remains always remains. Remaining always. Always something there to remind me, too, about things. You say, wait a second. Like, especially at bedtime. I don't know what that song was about, but was that at bedtime? No, that was about, I think, like a lost love. But at bedtime, my thoughts, they're always there to remind me about something. That would be a different song. And they actually want credit. Who else is there always there to remind you about something? And I'd say, after all, I don't know. We'll always be a part of thee. Holy cow. Went off topic. I didn't expect to go that far off topic into Yacht Rock. Not sure if that's Yacht Rock. I'm not even sure. I'm not kidding. Who's singing? Like right now, I'm just trying to make a sleep podcast. And suddenly a tangent appeared. What was that? Oh, like thoughts, feelings, physical sensations. It could be chimes. It could be chimes. Holy cow. Talk about something that'll keep you awake. Chimes. That was another tangent I've gone on. But previously on Tangents by Scooter, I did try to come up with like bed chimes and broom. Because there's a book. Well, I don't know if it was a book, but it was a movie, probably two or three versions of it, I'm guessing. But maybe it was only made once. And it's a movie I get mixed up with Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. I don't know why. Those two movies are, even though I think I recently tried to watch it in the last 3 years with my daughter, that's called Bedknobs and Broomsticks.
I think it's on Disney Plus. I think that's where we were going to try to watch it. I think the beloved Angela Lansbury's in it too. Though I've been wrong, you know, I've been wrong about a lot of things, but Bed Chimes, I don't know what it would be. Bed Chimes and Broomsticks, that wouldn't, I mean, it does, like, it's alliterative, like Bed Knobs and Broomsticks, Bed Chimes and Boosticks, but I don't think a boostick is actually something that exists. Like, if you were watching The Mighty Boosh and you had hiccups, you could say Bed Chimes and Boosh Hicks, but that would be a stretch. So, yeah, I'm trying to stretch my pointless meanders and superfluous tangents because I send my voice across the deep, dark night, and I use lulling, soothing tones and pointless meanders to keep you company and take your mind off of stuff so that you could fall asleep. And the way that works is my voice is not traditionally soothing. I have trouble getting to the point. I tend to go on and on and on about nothing or almost nothing. You say he does have a point. He is mixing up a chitty chitty bang bang, Bed Knobs and Broomsticks, Escape to Sugar Mountain, the apple flavored rock candy group. He's mixing all those things up together because those were things that were out like right as he became aware of, right before he became aware, like before he took Earth, you know, before he landed here on this planet, probably from a stork from another universe or something. Oh, but so what is Sleep With Me? Why would you want to listen? What am I going on and on about? Totally understand. I'm so glad you're here. And if you are skeptical or doubtful or irritated, that is very normal for most Sleep With Me listeners, particularly when they're new, because this show is very different. I'm not everybody's cup of tea, but it does take some getting used to, because maybe if you're like me and a lot of other listeners, you probably tried a bunch of stuff to fall asleep. You've probably been very frustrated. Maybe you related to that thoughts. My thoughts are always there. They say we're always there for you, right? To remind me about stuff I don't need to be reminded about at bedtime. Like, can't you remind me about stuff like when I need it? Maybe they're just ineffective. They say, note to self, next time remind them, well, this is when you need to be reminded. No, I don't. I'm trying to go to sleep. So why wouldn't you like the show? Well, it's very different. I mean, maybe you expected something like more like traditionally soothing or traditionally sleepy. So let me explain everything. But let me just tell you, it does take two or three tries to get used to. That's what like hundreds of thousands, probably a million people have told me. And there are some people that'll just never like me or the podcast. That's normal too. So if that's you, sleepwithmepodcast.com/no-thank-you has tons of other sleepy stuff you could check out. But why is this show so different? Well, or how is it different, I guess? So one of the things, it's a podcast you don't really listen to. You just kind of listen to it, or you could just kind of listen to it. And what that means is that you just kind of, it's almost like elevated background noise. And it's just kind of there running in the background to kind of soothe you in a general way or to kind of distract you, like something like a TV on in the other room or a friend that's on the phone, but you don't feel pressure to pay attention to that friend. You say, I'm going to call you, but I'm not going to listen. I want you to talk, but I'm not going to listen to you. And your friend would be like, terrific. I got so much to talk about. That's kind of the role I fill. Like, you could listen to me at a mumble. You could listen to me, though, because that goes for the other thing, which is there's no pressure to fall asleep with this show. It's over an hour, so that you don't have to worry about falling asleep, because I don't put you to sleep. I keep you company while you fall asleep. So that's why I'm here for over an hour. There's people who are listening who can't sleep or who need a break during the day, and I'm here for them, and I'm here for you. I'm here to be your boyfriend, your boar bae, your boar sib, your boar bud, your boar bestie, your neighbor, your boar bruh, your boar burr. I thought of another one, but then now I've already forgotten it. Borkas, I think I said that one before. Borby, that, I think that was it. I think the, when you're listening to this, that movie may have already come out, the Barbie movie. But I'm more of a Borby. That sounds more like some sort of pouch-based mammal. I don't know, if what are those called? Marsupials, you say. Oh, yeah, that's the least loved marsupial for some reason, the Borby. It, you know, and I say, well, great. Well, I got that. Scooch, you do remind me of a Borby. It does make this sound. The Borby is known for, for making a sound that's like a creaky, like they call it a creaky tree sound. You see, are we discussing an imaginary, like, are marsupials are mammals, right? My brain just shrugged. Maybe it was like, because I was going to say deep in the Outback, but maybe it was once the mascot. If Outback Steakhouse doesn't have, I mean, I guess you'd say, well, boy, you know, you probably don't want any, but he'd say, it just says Outback. I'd say, you don't want to have, they say, we found it too confusing. So you don't want, you're saying that you don't want Borby to be your corporate mascot. Could hand out balloons. You know, kids could take pictures of me, and nobody gets in the pouch, right? Probably shouldn't inflate the balloons in the pouch either. Maybe I could have, if we have warm cookies in my pouch, is that too weird? And you say, get a cookie from Borby, like each kid gets a warm cookie from Borby. And, you know, we could tell, the cookies could be, you know, wrapped in something. So that, you know, that makes it less strange. Just an idea. Or it could just be an imaginary character that I went on to, hopefully I'll remember that. So I'm here to be your Borby, your Borbay, whatever it is, to be your friend in the deep dark night and keep you company, but not put you to sleep. You just fall asleep. And they say, I have no idea what he was talking about. Like, I have a general memory of, like, I don't know, somebody like Christopher Cross, but it wasn't Christopher Cross, and Bloomin' Onions, and or Christopher Cross said Bloomin' Onion. I think Christopher Cross did say that the first time they heard the podcast. It said, what in the Bloomin' Onion is going on here? And this could be Borby's catchphrase. That could be the only thing Borby can say, Bloomin' Onion. Bloomin' Onion, you know? I mean, it might be confusing, but the whole thing would be confusing. Like the corporation, the imaginary version of the corporation said, no mascot, said, I'd say, it really couldn't be that confusing. I don't think. Okay, but anyway, moving on. So this podcast you don't really listen to, you probably won't like it the first couple times you listen. Doesn't put you to sleep, it just keeps you company. What other great news you got for us? Well, if you're skeptical or doubtful, that's normal. Structure of the show also throws people off, but it is very intentional, particularly with the tons of feedback I got in the last few months. So the show starts off with a greeting, friends beyond the binary, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Essential part of the show, so you can feel seen and welcomed in, and you say, okay, I could check this podcast out. I do sense it has a tone of welcomeness, but it's made by a person that's like a little bit strange. So that's the beginning show. Then there's support, so it can be free. So anybody that's not in a position to listen, to support the show, can listen whenever they want to over 500 episodes. Support allows us to do that and keep putting it out regularly on a weekly basis. Then this is separate from the sport, like, which is very important to point out because it's another essential part of the show, which is there's a long meandering intro, which we're like already like 14 minutes into or so. And it's a show within a show. It's optionally essential. So I think that maybe makes essential not true. Mostly essential, I guess I'd say somewhat essential. Or essential, you say, if it's not essential, you'd say, it's, but what the intro is, is it introduces new people to the podcast in an inefficient way. Yes. It's different every single time so that you can't get used to it. Because what I've found, and from all the feedback I've gotten over the 10 years making the show, like, that's what doesn't work with a lot of other stuff, is that it gets repetitive and then it doesn't work anymore. So the intro is different every single time. And it's also an experiment. Say, what's going to come up? Those things have all come up separately on the show, but never together. All these disparate thoughts, I guess. The thoughts that are desperate to escape me. A little poetry by one of my thoughts as it walked away. That's humbling, though. I just had a thought walk out of me. At least it wrote me a poem, so I guess I got to make a gratitude list tonight. Grateful for the thought that left me a poem as it left, and also threw me off when I was trying to make a point. But the intro also goes on and on and on. To ease you into bedtime, having a bedtime routine, even if it's just listening to the intro while you're getting ready for bed, while you're getting into bed, while you're in bed getting comfortable, or you're doing something else relaxing, that's been shown to work, and it's worked for me personally, easing into bedtime. So that's what the intro does. And there is like 2% of people that skip the intro. They just set their thing to start at 25, 30, 35 minutes. Or there's people that fall asleep during the intro, which we're very happy for them. But for most people, it's just a little bit of buffer between the day and being asleep. So that's the intro. Then again, there's support. Because podcasting is an opt-in thing, and the great thing about being opt-in to pay for it or to support our sponsors is that it gets to benefit a lot more people. So that's that. And then we'll have this interesting reimagination of, I guess, of an old episode of Sleep With Me in the 300s. And so we'll have that, and then some thank yous at the end. So that's the structure of the show. That's why I make the show. I'm really glad you're here. I work really hard. I earn a nice drive. And I really hope I can help you fall asleep. Thanks again for coming by. And here's a couple ways I'm able to do this for you for free twice a week. Sleep With Me is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Hello, everybody. This is AI, and welcome to the AI Sleep Podcast. I'm Albert Irvington. I'm actually AIC, Albert Irvington Kuzak, if you're a listener of this, depending on where you're listening to the show. And I'm participating in this AI Sleep Challenge, but luckily I have, we're friends with Scooter, who makes Sleep With Me. And Scooter has given, the Kuzak family most of the Kuzak family. Joan and John, they haven't been involved in Sleep With Me, but a lot of other people have. And we're so happy to be able to work with Scooter with some things he's been holding on to for just this occasion. Now, I'm AI. That's what you could call me, AI, your friend AI. Now, maybe other AI will be, I don't know how they're going to participate in this thing. And this is a thing that Scooter's been undertaking with Yornery Machine Solutions or something. Yornery Sleep Solutions? No, it's Machine Solutions, my sister's saying. That's my sister, Lorraine Kuzak. She's more popular. I've never been on the podcast before. I'm AI, by the way. She said start acting like it. So I'm reading from a machine transcript, which I guess would be some sort of, or I don't know if that's artificial intelligence or not. My intelligence is artificial. So I'm going to read through a machine transcript from back from Scooter's episode 392, Erie Canal Museum, and see how it goes. But pretty sure you get a fair go on your show. You got to go. Sir Leicester, sneakers, and so much more. Love, life, laughter, impalas. Any more but joy. Join two brothers. Oh, this is a promo for a sleep podcast. My brother's sneaker. So we're even getting in. And I do have permission to paraphrase. My sister's told me. Okay, yeah. The Scooter hopefully already did the intro to his own podcast. But friends beyond the binary, ladies and gentlemen, boys, girls, time for the podcaster who puts the amateur in Schaefer sleep with me, the podcast to put sleep in your way. You know I love it. I love it. I don't even know how to seek quixotic. You know I love capital Q. Quest is Sisyphean. Is that a Quest Love album he's referring to? You know that one of my hobbies is Sisyphean quests, and all I know is I love quixotic Sister Sophie and Hookum. And I can see if this is in so easily, but that's the other word. But you know I love Sisyphean style quests, and you know we tried to get Trader Joe's. How's it going? Oh, this was another promo. Scooter was trying to get Trader Joe's on the podcast or Cat Stevens on WTF podcast. He listened to Father and Son, and he said, I wonder if Mark Maron's ever talked to Cat Stevens. I don't know what year this was made, this episode, 392. That Stray Cat Stevens on, don't you? So you heard, if you were on, you wouldn't want to hear it. I mean, hear him and Mark. I just love to hear those talks. So if you know Cat Stevens, I guess this still goes for things. Let him know. So that's what it is. Chop it up. Hear them chop it up. But what if this is interesting? This machine, probe it up. You know, probe it up, bro. But what if Mark and Yusuf, but it's spelled capital U-S, capital S, capital E, capital F. Okay, so Boulder just rolled back down the Old Hill sister office. He went to Boulder School to spray water. Okay, then Scooters asks his listeners if they think an episode of the Sleep With Me podcast is worth 10 cents to them or 25 cents. An episode, depending on how many episodes they listen to. I wonder if he has tried that again. Patreon, welcome to Time for Sleep With Me, the podcast, The Shoe You to Sleep. We do with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. Do the rest. What I'm going to attempt to do is create a safe place. This time is during a way over here in an airport where you could set aside whatever's keeping you up at night, or whether it's travel, noises, background, physical sensations, overthinking, you know, emotional feelings that are cropping up. Whatever it is you're trying to take your mind off and use longy, soothing tones. I mean, use of soothing tones, it meanders. Overscriptive, turn the mic over. And I'm trying to travel. I'm trying to collect some audio, make the best use of my time. You know, it is also like that dual distraction area dialogue. Double the dual distraction area dial. I can't sleep with me tonight because this will help me with the time of day go by for me. To help the time go by for you gives me something to do. I guess of it, it gets to say, what is your first couple terms here? Let me give you just a little bit of the dose of, you know, the complications that come from overthinking. It could be a daytime head go out of town here. I go out of town at the last minute and I said, well, jeepers, you know, let's make the best unexpected situation. So I had a lot of editing to catch up with. and get her actual podcast, Game of Drones and Sea Strange, you know, and edit the intros out of those and convert the files in these societies. I had to go and get it on Headwork. So loaded up my hard drive and my secondary backup hard drive. When I had a bunch of files nicely organized, then I got ready for my flight. I had it all laid out. This seems like yesterday. You know, that's going to be handy here. And, you know, I'd really get a lot of work done. This is feeling good. And I said, hey, well, easy. Hey, Scoots, how much would it? Those hard drives don't want to bang around in your bag. You know, you get a ticket and they see how you are. This is the inner cheerleader again. Inner electronics protector. I see you're great. So you know what we get? Those old headphones bags somewhere tucked into one of those shoes, you know, those cabinets. But you're on my team. It's a script. Hit phone bank hard drives in there. Let's get this cord and send it, you know, coiled up. So, boy, we are. This is how people do it. Then zipped up that bag, and they said to me, I said, what time is this good stuff here? We're getting it. We're going to go in place on this item and add my bag, and there's my stuff here, and I insert a sentence or page in, and that's all I can remember. And then, of course, for travel the most, so you got your ID. And do you have your phone? Do you have a way to charge your phone? I think that's it usually. And I said, what gives my back seat everything essential in my bag, right? And then I want to do some recording. So I set my microphone in my bag in my recording recorder. The old recording, my bag backup batteries weren't charged, by the way. I found that out and they said, hey, I said, okay, we got those and we got those. Check. I didn't check my bag. This was a mental checklist. Then, of course, you go to get to the airport to get on your flight. And I get down. Let's get down to business. And then I say, okay, maybe I put the hard drives on the bottom. And then I say, oh, no, I put them in that headphones bag. And I put them on the abdomen because they were still sitting on the ottoman. But, you know, because I'm awake, I'll just try to record a little bit. It needs these little layovers, or Amy, because it's daytime, and maybe because it said, okay, it'll be okay. You know, it's going to all be okay with bedtime. Those thoughts can kind of get into your head, and you're knowing you're going to sleep, and you're laying your head down. You're trying to get some rest, and then I'll send you a suitable boy. I can't believe y'all were, where do you do or say or? Well, this machine must have been, thinking about the next day, like you're going to, I got to get that hard drive. I got to make sure it's ready. And I was there. And you said, well, really, the best way not to forget. And said, well, really, the best way is not to forget. The best way is to prepare for travel and to stay calm and all those things, to be rested, you know. But those first, you know, I don't know what's it to be like concerned. We need everything covered. How are we going to make sure we don't forget everything if we go through all this? Prepare. You know, boy, maybe we should prepare everything. We'll double prepare. It triple prepares. And you say, what did you learn? And then the other programs that we weren't sure, you know. And then you try to get up to sleep, and then you are like, what time do I have to get up for the flight? And I'm now, why didn't I book, Don? Why couldn't I can't sleep on planes when I'm old Scoots now? That is how my brain works. I don't know if you could relate to that, but you go through something similar or totally different. But as soon as my head hits the pillow, it gets like that, and it can give me more intense, and sometimes it's not intense at all. And seeing as it's my area of expertise, I can just come in here and see how this Pegasus works. And an alternative to listening to those parts of your brain is that I can come in and distract you from the Solomonese, this intro. And some people fall asleep during the intro. Some people don't, but there are these soothing tones, ideally. Remember, they go nice in language, but I try to use my language, and language take my time getting there. and in sit to listen and all the voice in your head. And you could think about, listen to me. But obviously, you know, this isn't going to be riveting stuff. I think there was a soap opera once set in an airport, or maybe there should be, or maybe there was a miniseries or something like that. And you know, this is not even, it's like so much more of a soap opera, more soap flakes. And you say it even makes, they don't even make snowflakes, soap flakes anymore. Isn't it more of a soap grainy? You know, where you go back to the soap globes, use globules. Well, you know, globules tend to stick together. But they have these little things you have to power to as you get your powder, you got. So there's another strategy I use called getting distracted or going off topic. But the whole time, you can listen to me. I'm going to be here, maybe, sending my voice across the deep, dark night, my intention to carry you across the threshold from wake to sleep. That's a safe place I'm trying to carve out. And then another layer of the safe place is you only need to kind of listen to me. You don't have to totally listen to me. You don't have to give me all your attention. And you don't care if you give me your whole attention. You just need to give me some of your attention. You know, now, if you can't fall asleep, I'll be here the whole time. Or my neighbor will be. Ray will be, kind of. Distracting you and me, and therefore, you know, kind of like your companion in the deep, dark night, your friend. You know, I'll be there, and I'll be there almost like I'm, you know, within a comfortable distance of your bedside, telling you a bedtime story just to distract you from your thoughts. So there's no pressure to listen. There's no pressure to your understanding. Which is it? I don't even do it. I don't even attempt that. You know, maybe it'll make its way by Tosa some Rijos. Don't know what those words really mean, but it'll drift in where you say, I'll bring my own meaning, right? You know, if there's also, if you can't sleep, I'll be here kind of entertain you, try to make a funny out to be distracting myself. Maybe there's something that I'm sitting nose not bad looking out the window. There's some planes taking off and there's planes landing. There's people walking a little. And you know, this intro takes a little bit longer because they pause it when there's those beeping carts go by. And when really a lot of people go by. And actually, it was like to carve out my own auditory safe place here because... I think she's the only place they could find that was a little bit less busy and they didn't have CNN ballasting, so that's what I do. Here's your first times, usually don't. Always record on vacation. It can be fun when I do, and it gets me a school. And I said, well, you've been Scoots and a little distraction sometimes, so I'm glad you're here. I appreciate you stopping by. And I really hope I can help you fall asleep. So thanks again for stopping by. Okay, let's get on with the traveling show. Hey, what do you use for transit and trains traveling? Shows always traveling. You know, because it's distributed in any way, you know. Baby Joe cashes and buys shoes for all his skills. Keep it going. I'm outside the Erie Canal Museum in Syracuse, New York, and I'm looking at a mural of the old Erie Canal. There's three horses and a man, a barge. Across the river or canal is a red barn or warehouse labeled flour and feed mills. A man is wearing a white shirt with a black and brown suspenders, a black belt in black and brown, black pants. His mouth is open as if he's calling to the horses. Not far behind him is a black dog with blue eyes in a large blue building, Erie Canal Supply and General Store. Front are barrel and boxes, tin roof, six windows, one of those large barn-style windows. And then a long barge, or at least a mural-wise, is barge long, and there's a horse in front. Looking out, I don't know if they're transporting horses. There's a man, and it looks like there's two wheelhouses there. I don't know much about barge artistry. That's why I'm here at the Erie Canal Museum. There's a man in a blue suit, looks official, looking out of one little hut or on the barge, you know. We will all house with a stake in a car at a wheelhouse because the back end of the barge is an old man in the sea looking old man in the canal through. And he's at the wheel, the barge, as we say, sky's blue. Clouds across the barge after a general store and a yellow building is beautiful. Trees lining the bank of the canal, the Erie Canal. And as we get to the end of the barge, we see Loch Ellos SK Canal like red barn, a steeple of a church time. It looks to be 11 a.m. because the sun's out. It could be 11 p.m., but that would be confusing. And there's maybe even a large log cabin there with an A. Possibly a Bruce blue spruce, but I don't know much about trees either. But it looks like there's an A. Decent amount of blue spruce-type trees. This beautiful Neros by Kelly Cruz's C-U-R-Y. Maybe I'll learn about this today. Good luck, swampy area. On the banks, swampy areas, red lily-looking flowers. There's another mural here on the back of a brick building. So what do you call it? A cutaway? So it's like we're looking into the building. It's two stories. Presumably, it's the general store. Actually, there's a sign. I'll read it. And the second floor looks to be stored. Just man looking out the window with a view with some bags in an A. Cart to move the bags. There's a third floor. Some couple of people going up the stairs of the third floor. There's a closet. It looks like under the stairs. There's two men using a block and tackle to move heavy bags. On the first floor, looks like a mural was made by Corky Goss, Geo, says in 1989, a moment on the Erie Canal, a man filling the feed bag. Looks to be some sort of telegraph, maybe. A few barrels. Cobblestone street out the window. A man in overalls. Hash cash. Big gash. A red handkerchief in his pocket. He's at the, I guess, like a bar, but it's where the register is the counter. I think they call those things the general store. And there's a woman with her back to us in a green dress, red hair, and a ponytail. I don't know what they called them in those days, but she seems to be filling in an order for them. We can see where hands are there below the counter, but there's bags and pots and pans and rolling pins. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 rolling pins, and a black cat scratching itself on a barrel. There's a chair next to a wood stove, a heater, and a boy. Is a boy eating an apple, looking back at the woman at the counter, filling the order. It's a loud vehicle driving by. And then there's an open door to the store and a dock, and a beautiful blue water, an imaginary Erie Canal, long gone. Because what I see is Erie Canal Street, or Erie Street, or Erie Boulevard, East Water Street, I think. I'm looking at Erie Boulevard East, but here's a little bit from the east side, or the mural double-enders, buildings constructed on the banks, because the canal had two distinct sides. One face the canal, one the street, just to paraphrase it. And the street sides had facades to attract pedestrians, encourage carriages. The canal sides were simpler, with an area for loading and unloading cargo and goods. Ground floor was usually retail. Exception was the way like building its canal side was ornate to attract passing customers and canal boats. A two-story mural. Of this two to three mural was painted in 1989. And all these outdoor signs were made possible with gifts from Niagara Mohawk Power, which my Aunt Helen worked for. Money services from McDonald Foundation and EUBA of the New York State. And right here, there is a spot of the way, like the building, which was built in 1950 to Way Canals, and the judge. Oh, this is the junction of that area in the Oswego canals. We like building was originally open like a boathouse, a shano in front of you. So we have a channel here. A recreation would guide the boat into the whaleback chamber. They have locked the gates at either end, and the water be drained through an underground tunnel. The boat would settle into a wooden cradle and get weighed. And each boat had an empty registered weight when it was empty. And then on the way, did find some maps to find out the weight of the cargo. The Syracuse Way-like building is the only structure of its kind in the world. So sit on the National Register of Historical Places. And now it's the home of the Erie Canal Museum since 1962. And I'm looking at the front of the Waylock building. Maybe Waylock building, I think. Now enclosed in glass, I see a recreation of a barge in the locks. And a few other things, but do some walking outside. I'm not sure if I get permission to record the episode inside, but it will be a mellow trip. Through Syracuse, New York, and an afternoon in Syracuse, New York. I'm here in the Erie Canal Museum in a newer section of the... Get the engineering and the building of the canal over time. You should really come here and check it out. It's a town that was built. The Erie Canal was considered an amazing engineering feat. At 363 miles longer than any other canal in the world. 83 likes it, engineer, and 18 stoned aqueducts. Even on point, it was called the Stitch. I'm sure we will find out more. But I'm going to Syracuse, and Syracuse, you're nearby in this beautiful, beautiful museum. There's so much more, I don't even know where to start. Right now, I'm looking at some limestone from 1825, hand to. You know, what's a beautiful to you, and it's from the Lower Walk Crescent Aqueduct. You know that the Erie Canal was designed and built and financed by people in New York looking at what looks to be a wood. Could you just see the last Seneca River Aqueduct was a sturdy one-stone arches Seneca River Aqueduct. It was also known as the Richmond Aqueduct. It was the second largest canal system when it was completed in 1859. You can hear the sounds of the museum by me. And with opening a barge canal, many of the guests, I missed the part about the tow canal. There's a change in here from being towed by horses to being towed by tugboats, larger, heavier barges. Now, here's a little bit of it from 1918 to 59. It's 40 years operation, a barge canal teemed with traffic. Boats were filled with, well, cargo, other beautiful factoid. Here, commerce. And that was Erie Canal near its peak in 1800. 6 million tons of freight. So successful. Well, here's a conundrum. So successful in New York stopped collecting. Can it help souls in 1883? And here's the place. Assuming where someone made an assumption out of you and me, assuming the use, it would continue to grow. Canal supporters sought to enlarge the big ditch once again and to compete with the growing use of railroads. A considerable controversy with the backing of then-Governor Uador Roosevelt built a bill to build, and it's hard to say. It was now called the Burge Canal, and I asked, and 15 years later, the canal system reached 800 miles of waterways. 40 dams, 309 bridges, and 57 locks. Overall success was short-lived as railroads and highways assumed a greater role in freight. You could see here maps sold, or maps New York, where they mapped the canal and the cities that travel through Buffalo, Tonawanda, Lockport, Dena Albi, and Rochester Genesee Falls. We could meet up with Genesee Valley and Canal Lyons at some point with me. He was a kid. You couldn't say you get in Seneca Canal, which would go down to Seneca Lake, and you go to Lake. It would have had the through lines of all the winds, Vile, Canal, Seneca River, Topaz. Yes, canal into the Great Lake, if we can, Terrio, the Oneida Lake, all through Syracuse, New York, off to Rome, meet up with the river canal through Utica. So the Shango Canal through Herkimer and Little Falls Thanda and Amsterdam, Schenectady, Troy in Albany, where we meet up with the Hudson River, or had no person in the Champlain River, all the way to Lake Champlain. Wow, what an amazing thing to know. There are lots of places it's gone now with all these aqueducts, and this is history. I've never been to this museum. It's a little humbling. I can now do these wonderful things. You hear fireworks, presumably to celebrate the opening of the canal, keeping it following the engineer's plan. Now we're learning on the job, and basic physics told them they now had to have a certain amount of slope for the water to fall. Basic physics told them the canal had to have a certain amount of slope for the water to flow. That's hydraulic capacity. And many personal engineers designing a slope of the canal to be 1 inch per mile to ensure an adequate flow of water. And there's a little oil and water thing to demonstrate hydraulic capacity. This is really interesting. To keep a canal full of water requires a steady source of water. So to maintain that water, a canal, it was a hard water, would leak, go out through the bed and banks, and infrequent maintenance. And as the industries developed around the canal, corridor water was diverted to water power mills, factories, and the need for water grew as the canal got heavier and wider. Here's an interesting article saying the Niagara Escarpment was the last major challenge seeking the engineers and was how to get the canal to the top of the Niagara Falls Escarpment, the rock ridge that produces the Niagara Falls. Poor was one of the lowest points on the original side. It was the best location for an order to lift the canal 65 blocks required from the top of the escarpment. A three-mile channel was blasted through solid limestone known as the Deep Cut. Before it was finished, 300,000 cubic yards of rock removed. And there's drawings and recreations of how they did this as the Erie Canal Museum. Some here in the way-like section of the building, looking at the barges in blues and whites and pinkishes, you see a salmon color. Believe it or not, there's windows. There's a man looking out a window. He's looking right at my waist and with a hand on his knee, and I don't know if I could get a better view into this album. Maybe you could be able to go inside and say this part of the museum. We have a recreation of the Manhattan Company Bank in partnership with Erie Canal. And his description of phenomenal income that deposited into these banks. There are some beautiful models painted by hand by Jim Dixon of a packet boat. Good news, and then of New York State repairs skull. And here we are in the heritage part of the museum where you can hear some of Elizabeth Cotton's music. Elizabeth Cotton, you know, she became nationally famous for her contributions to American folk music and her style for playing the guitar upside down and left-handed. She's a lefty. She wrote songs like Freight Train Babe, No Lie, and Jumpin' Jack Elizabeth from Syracuse, New York, the pride of Syracuse New Yorkers, who's played with groups from around the world. And I'm having to look here in the office, and when I look at one of the drawers here, oh, in his home drawer he has a Bible, and it looks like a bottle of whiskey. And he's going over some of the way logs. He's got his chest with his clothes from home, wood stove and a checker coal, heated coffee. Leisure time was scarce in these buildings because it took 15 minutes away for a canal boat and our process needed, like tenders were the gates. While the way you master calculated the cargo way suit was a busy job, so we always had coffee on time to play a game of checkers. And then we have played Descending the Steps. You might even hear my feet. It's a step down to the Erie Canal Bridge at the end. And I'm sure it's from the head or the boat coming up the stairs here. Attaboy fishing off the roof of the canal barks. or some of these steamer trunks, because this doesn't have a steam, but there's trunks on the roof. The canal boat barge and a couple of hooks, you know, hook stuff. And looks like there's a rudder here. So maybe I'm in the back of the boat. Yeah. Looked over the side and in the back of the boat was the tiller, the rudder. And now I'm having the honor of walking in down the stairs and inside the kitchen. I guess there's a wood stove. The table canal water and whiskey canals are seen in their future. And a lot of fiction and nonfiction books just taking a peek at the back of the bathrooms here, which went right into the canal. Which, you know, that's not surprising at all, this wainscoting, because there's some beautiful decorations here. And one going into kitchen supplies. And now I'm heading into, I guess, the storage section of the canal. A lot of beautiful exhibits here. To see which came first, here's a question for you. How are the salt industry, other than for more than 20 years before the Erie Canal was constructed, salt was being produced by evaporating brine? The canal's low freight fees and enormous shipping capacity caused a boom in the industry. Syracuse, the great salt city, we know it was something and warms my heart. The canal's the stage for vaudeville shows, floating museums, missionaries, and circus performers. Wealth generated by the canal financed more refined entertainment as well as intellectual and spiritual pursuits. Opera houses, theaters, libraries, churches, rebuilt schools, including Syracuse University and the County Historical Society Station, were founded in Syracuse. And so held the first state fair in 1840 and still does every August. And here I am in the bunkhouse. The woman has her eyes closed and seems to be listening to music or relaxing. She gets some knitting in a basket in her lap. There's three tiny bunks, as you know. And now this Calabalos traveled through the night while the passengers slept. Wooden canvas bunks were hung in the evening, and if the night was hot, some passengers would sleep on the floor rather than a stuffy upper berth. Well, sir, we get into a mustachioed man looking out the windows. He really looks like one of those performers you see that are doing the robot dance with a whistle. They give me, he's not moving. Hopefully he won't know I'm lucky enough to be standing in front of the canal boat time to dream. Passengers are free to pass the time as long as they wish, as they stayed on the cruiseway on the deck. They might read, watch the countryside go by, or hop off and stop and walk a few miles, or try their hand at fishing, as a boy I saw above. Does this boy, Donald Dio, any present at the museum in 1986, like, by the way, the Gilda's commemoration of the children, 1800s and contributed to the growth of the United States. And then you'll hear I'm stepping off this lovely boat. Excuse me, boat, I didn't catch your name. I'm on the second floor of the museum here. We're going to some beautiful, beautiful exhibits. Syracuse Stage, the Guild Theater. We're backstage and this gift was by the main, by the way, guild composed of volunteers who support the museum through programs and financial support. Syracuse thrived commercially. Its cultural life flourished. Important cargo ship to the Erie Canal was entertainment, as we said earlier. Circuses, your troops, and magicians for vaudevillians. Circus was a must-play city anyway. And Charles Dickens of Buffalo Bill Cody, the Waiting Opera House, the Bastable Theater, and many of the large local theaters destined for Broadway were previewed. And those are places like the Electrical Light and Telephone were demonstrated to an excited and interested public. Sounds like a Kickstarter, as Landmark Theater is still on some wine street. One of the last great movie palaces was spent painstakingly restored its gilt and gesso interior. Showcases live performances. There's also the Mulroy Civic Center with three theaters and a building with offices and many other things in this exhibit here. The backstage exhibit from the Masonic Temple on Montgomery Street is also a recreation of the Farmer and Trader's General Store. If we don't have it, you don't need it. Stores were showcases for commodities and places where commerce and transportation would come together. During the 2003, 1800 had a wide variety of goods for road, rail, and canal transportation. Dry goods, medicine, meat, bread, milk, eggs, Syracuse general stores evolved grocery stores and department stores and household goods and circuses for shopping district. I grew up in Hanover Square, just a few steps away from the Erie Canal, but just taking a walk along the shelves, we see a couple of lanterns. Junkus slumped in stereo. One of those things where you'd look at the pictures and no clue is pretty accurate surf to stethoscope. And I believe there's a couple of boxes of soap and jar cod fish cigars. Iron shoe is the elastic underwear. Children's shoes, fans, bolts of fabric. Spools, this red jello, a creative jello. Well, I didn't even know they had jello back then. Sheps, coconut. I don't know what that is. It's used in first-class families, according to The Sun. James Bernard ground pepper. That's the best sales soda, national roasted coffee cake. Half the Royal Dutch coffee, Rosebow coffee, every so young and later be celebrated. It's Douglas's gloss starch majoris time cooking herbs, orphan tobacco. Like he strikes doctor, leanest is air, a powder, eye cases spraying and mint carbonundrum, or random cutting materials carbonundrum. That's one of the best things they were trying to get in. They have it or carbonundrum, and they use carbonundrum's Parker's charge. I need a box. Give me two boxes of that. Higgins zinc assorted chalk crayons. Yeah, you know, sir, and you don't care. What's the price of a Packer's Germans? Does it come with a warranty for me? Okay, thank you. Next door is a pottery shop where pottery has been hard at work with some small vases or vases. Oh boy, the tavern is here. Bar Latos Tavern registers. It's a national cash register. Beautiful registers about purchase. But I can keep moving. Syracuse Daily Journals open at the side of the bar with a fiddle and a painting of a really sailing ship. And let me end our day at the Erie Canal Museum. My day in Syracuse, New York. Thank you. And I want to say good night. This is where my dog is passing a petition by saying your nights and agree with you in that statement. We should get more broccoli. So I guess she is just trying to give you the right amount of broccoli, you know. Go and whatever. Go when you think everyone is saying this. In Twitter, Joanna Molly Jelly, my there is. There's Gareth's journalist and AM Caroline Bed Kitty and a 4x4 Amy's. Patrick, do we use the L to the AM to the C? That's old semi-bolted. Has the married you? Nadine, you see her whole life. Thank you, everybody, for signing this. Good night, Fairby. Assigned DeVerco Stacy Go-Go with Spread Fairday. And really supportive of Coach Brackley says, Bradford is old, Chris. You see, which is I think you, Kate T, Kim H. Tiffany Foe, active in Fern Girl, when all the Broadway, world famous Broadway and Danforth received a better show. There's a cool YouTube animation, a dance show, Kiki versus Everyone. Phoenix, Sunrise, everybody, Jane, thank you. Kowar, really got a bit of overbore. And of course, the Laris team. The Moore, Brackley, Rico, Caroline with Gavin, and then the lady, which breeds Gerardo. They run a Robo Corn Brewery. Wacko really did good. Lars the dude who thinks dogs should get more broccoli. Jace is still said Jennifer with a C, David A. Wow. She was Dunwell Gina Key. All divine and best we have. Where to be like Babs arrowed for Mrs. Paw Prince. Bad cast on One Rainy Wish when you're really going well disco as well in school or our old friend Scaturo. It's me, you know. Shirley. Divine or Devin. Both scientists believe in Mary or J. Carey or good old Kotex. Kim C. Amanda, re-recommended the world-famous Kim C. Lovely. Me and our go-get we all are. For Jack, referable. We are a friend of old the Tonys. Vanessa, read the Land of Rose and IG. May she soar. And Cassian, dystopian to the K. The last two Petra Bakery H's. W, U, Homer, Howman, Kelly, Ellis, and so on. So good night, everybody, from Scooter and I. And, you know, maybe you'll hear other versions of this. I don't really know. I don't know what he's got planned. But who knows? Good thanks and good night, everybody. All right. I want to thank everybody who supported the show recently on Patreon. Liz, Marge, and Margo. Thank you. Thanks, 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 and good night. Derek, John, and Daly. Thank you. Thanks, 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 and good night. Jen, Alexander, and Mike, thank you. Thanks, thanks, and good night. Nicole, Allie, and Peggy, thank you. Thanks, thanks, and good night. Layla, Laura, and Marcia, thank you. Thanks, 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 and good night. Aspen, Carolyn, and Sharon, thank you. Thanks, thanks, and good night. And Gary, Patty, and Steven, thank you. Thanks, thanks, and good night. Thanks, everybody who supports the show directly. That's how it exists as a free podcast and come out twice a week as people support the show on Patreon or support our sponsors. And the ways we grow this podcast is by people just sharing their natural experience with the podcast, letting people know about it. Huge way to support the show as well. I really appreciate that. Thanks, thanks, and good night, everybody. And here's a tuck you in sponsor or Scoots asking for something. Thanks. All right, everybody, this is Scooter. This is Weeks in Review, and this is where I run through my Weeks in Review stuff. What was on Sleep With Me Plus in the past month, and what you can expect to see on in the public feed, too. Now, I have, if you sign up for Sleep With Me Plus, or you're already signed up for Sleep With Me Plus, I highly recommend using a podcast app that allows search within the feeds, but using just one podcast app for Sleep With Me Plus content only, and then keeping your other podcasts, your daytime podcasts, and whatever app you use now. And I would just check out a couple podcast apps you could choose from on Apple are Overcasts, iCatcher, Pocket Casts. And on Android, you could try out Pocket Casts or Podcast Addict. For this example, I have the only thing I have in this, my app is I think this is the I think this is the Boyfriends level. I have four podcasts: the ad-free full episodes, the story-only episodes. Nothing in Sleep With Me Plus has ads except for the really old episodes in the archives. We got the story-only versions of the show, the all-intro, all-night versions of the show, and then the bonus episodes. So let's start with the bonus episodes, actually. So Saturday, a new Posty episode came out. It was one that Russell loved, and that came out, and that's in the bonus feed. You know, some people like listening to Posty Super Deluxe episodes during the day. Some people sleep to them. And, yeah, so that one is in the bonus feed. And then looks like we got a bonus coming out for Boar Besties and Boar Friends on Thursday of this week, which is April 15th when I'm recording this. And then we have another Posty Super Deluxe came out a couple weeks ago. That was a picnic lunch with Scooter. And that's in the bonus feed. And that makes just so much easier for those of you that don't like automate your playlist or anything, just to kind of build and choose how you want to listen. Let's pop into all intro, all night episodes. I know all intro episode is coming out this Thursday. Last Thursday was Make Great Pets season one, part two, almost 6 hours. That's about the max length we can get and have a good file size. So that was like 7 episodes of Make Great Pets. April 3rd, all intro episode came out. And then we had March is that bonus episode. So there was another all intro episode. So that's in the all intro all night feed. And again, like so much easier, like these all intros. Is that what everything that's in there? 277 episodes split between all. So if you love all intros, I bet 200 of those are all intros, maybe even more. And then in the store, both in the story only episode feed and then in the all ad free feed, let's run through the new episodes. Bring It On week started last week. So we had 1254 was our first watch along where I watched half of the movie Bring It On. Wednesday was 1253, Ben Broughton, the Crayon Rambler. That was one of those episodes that had an intro that I said I should make an episode based on this intro. Went to make an episode based on the intro, and it went in an even another direction of what if there was an RPG game based on the movie Bring It On, which led me to figure out I never watched Bring It On. Let me learn more. Then I ended up watching Bring It On. Then April 7th was Alba Sabelik's, like, we're getting ready, big announcement, if I haven't made it anywhere. We're going to do 3 seasons of a crossover with Alba Sabelik. So that's cool. So that's something we're looking forward to doing. And, that was episode one of that. That was the one we did originally. Then 1252 was the finale of the Great British Bake Off. And episode 10. Then Multiplex 5, Tiki Transistor Hut. That was a good one. 1250, one of my favorite episodes probably in the past few years, a Willy Wonka tour that came out of like some news articles about experience. And I said, this has got to be an episode. And that will be a series. I mean, like a recurring thing. Then Great British Bake Off, episode 9, Patissier. And Multiplex episode 4, and then we're back to our last audio news. So it's everything. And again, if you ever need support, support@supercast.com is there to help you. So if you're listening to this episode, I'm assuming you're not like you don't need support. But if you do, and the other thing is like, yeah, these this is my main way to communicate. I learned this on Patreon. Most people just don't read their emails from Supercast or from me, and most people aren't on our Discord or follow our social media. And so these messages are how the majority of supporters get their information. I do it in a sleepy voice because there's like, I put it in at the end of the free show too. But this is a kind of key way, but these episodes are easy to skip, especially if you're just using one podcast app, right, in building your playlists from that podcast app. So, yeah, thanks, everybody, for supporting the show. Reach out if you have any feedback at sleepwithmepodcast.com. If you need support at supercast.com. And good night.